This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Don Parker, Manager of Integrated Pest Management for the National Cotton Council. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
Weed control requires careful management and timely execution. Prior to the release of glyphosate, producers were well aware of weed control management. Producers understood principles like scouting the fields, proper ID of weeds, proper calibration of equipment, timely application based on the height of the weeds, the use of residuals, and many other weed management principles. Additionally, producers knew that if they allowed weeds to get above a certain height, they would be restricted to plows, hooded sprayers, or hoe crews in order to control that weed population.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Now we're faced with weeds resistant to glyphosate that force us to return to weed management principles. The issue of resistance existed before glyphosate, and resistance management has been taught since before the discovery of glyphosate. Field failure of herbicides occurred before the discovery of glyphosate. The popularity of glyphosate-resistant issue merely reflects the large market that was taken over by glyphosate herbicides. In the early 1990s, the herbicide crisis was weeds resistant to the ALS chemistry. Some examples of an ALS herbicide include Canopy, Staple, Harmony, some of that nature. The message at that time was the same as the message today. The resistance management principles have not changed, but they are only effective when they are adopted and practiced by the producer. Resistance management requires effort, planning, time, and timeliness of execution. I point this out to emphasize that we are running out of options for weed control. And if we don't take care of the few chemistries left now, how will we manage weeds? There are no new modes of action to rescue us this time. As best we can tell, there are no new herbicide discoveries in the pipeline, and that means nothing for at least 5 or more years. That raises particular concern for the preservation of glyphosate, or the Ignite herbicide, because if we don't manage this product, the experts tell us that we will lose it.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We asked them to share information through video that would help producers with weed management decisions. We greatly appreciate their willingness to participate with us on this effort. The newest segments posted by the National Cotton Council include weed scientists from Cotton Incorporated, the University of Georgia, the University of Tennessee, and the University of Arkansas. Dr. Bob Nichols with Cotton Incorporated discusses the seed production and biology of Palmer pigweed that will help you understand why it spreads so fast. Dr. Stanley Culpepper from the University of Georgia shows some field plots in Georgia that are resistant to both glyphosate and ALS chemistries and shares some tips used in Georgia to begin control of resistant weeds. Dr. Larry Steckel of University of Tennessee highlights some field plots in Tennessee where he demonstrates control of glyphosate-resistant Palmer pigweed. Dr. Jason Norsworthy with the University of Arkansas discusses the diagnosis of resistance, ways to avoid resistance, and critical weaknesses of many herbicide products. And Dr. Ken Smith with the University of Arkansas discusses control of horseweed in cotton and shows some field plots demonstrating Palmer pigweed controlling corn.